Radio Prague News. President Václav Klaus has written a letter to his Zambian counterpart requesting justice for the three Czechs who are to go on trial for spying. The head of Prague City Police, Vladimír Kotroš, has been arrested on suspicion of corruption. And some 500 people took part in a trade union rally against widespread corruption in the Czech Republic. President Václav Klaus has written a letter to his Zambian counterpart requesting justice for the three Czechs who are to go on trial for spying. The president expressed the hope that the case would be speedily and justly resolved and expressed the conviction that the three men were innocent of any wrongdoing and had merely wanted to take home snapshots of an exhibited Czechoslovak plane. The Czech nationals faced 25 years in prison for having taken photographs of an old plane displayed outside a military base in Lusaka. The Czech government has sent a special envoy to the country in the hope of assisting their case. The head of Prague City Police, Vladimír Kotroš, has been arrested on suspicion of corruption. According to the internet news site Lidovky.cz, Mr. Kotroš was arrested by members of the anti-organized crime squad on Friday morning and is being questioned. He is suspected of having accepted a bribe. Mr. Kotroš was appointed to his post in 2002. He has been with the force for 10 years. Some 500 people are reported to have taken part in Friday's trade union rally against widespread corruption in the Czech Republic. The protesters marched to the Lower House of Parliament, where they handed over a petition calling for the setting up of a parliamentary commission which would oversee the investigation of large-scale corruption cases. Prime Minister Petr Nečas recently criticised the protest, saying that his government had made its anti-corruption strategy a top priority and was doing everything possible to curb the problem. Czech architect Karel Hubáček, who is best known for designing the Ještěd TV and radio transmitter on Ještěd Mountain, has died at the age of 87. The transmitter's innovative design won Hubáček the Peret Prize in August of 1969. The funeral is to take place in Liberec on December 2nd. The Czech Republic has reported its first swine flu-related death this year. According to the country's chief hygiene officer, Michal Vít, a middle-aged woman from North Bohemia succumbed to complications resulting from the swine flu this week. Five other people have been diagnosed with it. German hospitals are holding a job fair in Prague on Friday and Saturday, offering qualified Czech doctors significantly higher salaries and better work conditions than they can hope to get in the Czech Republic. The fair comes at a time when many Czech doctors are disappointed by the fact that the health ministry has cut back on a promised pay rise next year as a result of slower growth. German hospitals are offering 140 jobs with pay conditions 3 to 4 times better than those in the Czech Republic. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with scattered showers and day temperatures between 4 and 8 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.